Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning the eighth parak of Maseches Arachin. We are up to parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Hamochar Sadeh B'Shas Yovel. If a person sells his field during the time of Yovel, Eino Mutar Ligol Pachas Mishtei Shanim. You can't be goel less than 2 years after you sold it. Shenemar B'Mispar Shnei Tvuos Yim Kralach. That it has to be at least 2 years. 2 years of crops that have to go to the buyer. So the field has to, you can't get it back within that amount of time. If one of those years was a year where there was some terrible thing that there were no crops, then that doesn't count toward the 2 years. But if one of those years it didn't produce crops because the buyer decided to plow the field or he decided not to plant the field, then it does count because that's on the buyer. That's not your problem. Rabbi Lazar says, if you sold the field before Rosh Hashanah and it was full of peros, hareza ochel mimena shalosh tvuos l'shtei shanim. The buyer gets 3 crops from the field over the course of those 2 years, meaning he's entitled to that. Mishnah Beis, mechara l'rishon b'mana, if you sold your stei achuza to a guy for 100 dinar, umachar harishon l'sheni b'masayim, and that first guy who bought it then sold it for 200 dinar, eino mechashev elam rishon. When you go back to be pulled to the field, you only have to be pulled at the earlier price, not at the higher price that he had resold it for. So to get back your field, shemar le'isha shemachar lo, you only have to deal with the guy that you sold it to. Mechar le'rishon b'masayim, if you sold it to him for 200, umachar harishon l'sheni b'mana, and he turned around and sold it to somebody else for much less, for only 100, enu mechashev elema achron. Then you only have to make the cheshbon with the last guy. Shenemar le'ish, because the pasuk says le'ish asher betocha. So that means the guy who's there. So basically, you get the better end of the deal. Lo yimkar barachok v'yigol b'karov. You're not allowed to sell a field that's far away in order to redeem a field that's also a stei achuza that's closer to you. Meaning, if you owned a stei achuza, don't sell it just to redeem another stei achuza. Berav yigol b'yafa, even if it's a better location or even if it's a better field. Lo yilva v'yigal, you shouldn't borrow money in order to redeem a stei achuza. You should just use whatever money you have in your bank account. Lo yigal l'chatzoyim, you shouldn't redeem the field halfway, for half of the field. Pay for all of it. Ubehegdish mutar b'kulan, but whenever you're makdish a field, you're allowed to do all these things. You could sell a stei achuza and use the money to be pulled to that which you were makdish. You could borrow money to be pulled to that which you were makdish. Zechomer behedyot mi behegdish, in a certain sense, This is a way that hedyot is more chomer than hegdish. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we said that if you sell a field during Yovel, during times when we observed Yovel, you have to let the sale stand for 2 years. But if any of those 2 years the field is unable to produce anything, that doesn't count toward the 2 years. If it's able to produce but the guy chose not to work the field, that does count toward the 2 years. If you sold it right before Rosh Hashanah and you just hadn't harvested anything, so it could be the guy keeps it for 2 years and gets 3 yields from those 2 years. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if you sold it to one guy and then he resold it, you can buy it back and be podated at the lower price, whichever one is the lower price. We said, however, that when it comes to redeeming your stei achuza, don't sell a different stei achuza in order to get back your stei achuza, although you are allowed to do such things with hagdish, and in that sense we are more machmir on a hedyot than we are with Hegdish. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel.